Happy Monday.
Start of another week.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. And oh, boy, we had quite a week last week.
Yeah,
lots
no kidding.
Of challenges.
Oh, you did like challenges?
Yes, we've had so many animals come in every day.
Oh.
It's been something.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, this is one of those, and we'll start with the cat of the week.
Okay.
And look at her. She's stunning.
She's cute.
Isn't she just beautiful? Her name is Montreal, and she got that name because her chip, her microchip, registered to a company in British Columbia.
What?
Wow.
I know, right? So she came a long way, and she needs a break. She was an owner surrender, and basically, we have just realized she is the most resilient cat ever. She's brand new to the rescue. She's already started sharing love, and we're estimating her to be a young, vibrant senior at 8 years old.
Mm.
She's loving, she's sweet, and she's in search of a true forever person or couple or family for her forever, for her all her days. That's key. And I love the expression on her face in this picture. She's just so, I don't know, alert and beautiful. And she's just saying, love me, choose me. And basically, she's spayed, vaccinated, tested, microchipped. Though she's very new to the rescue, she is ready to go. So if this beauty just grabs your heart, please call. Again, her name is Montreal, and we'd love to talk to you more about her. 803-802-0902. And we're not sure about her being friendly with other cats yet, but we're confident she could do great with enough transition time.
Mary Beth, do you believe that she came from British Columbia in some form or fashion? I mean,
yes.
Oh,
isn't
boy.
That something?
That's
wow.
Something else. Well, she is very resilient. I mean,
she's so resilient.
Humans couldn't do that trip and make it.
I think she was she was with the family, and they moved, and then they gave up their pet. I know. So.
Mm.
Oh, it was an exhausting week of lots and lots of those babies coming in, and it's so sad.
I'm so sorry.
I know. For them, not
yeah,
for us.
Yeah,
for
very
them.
True.
And then our dog of the week. Oh, my gosh. Another story. This beautiful boy is Little John. And, of course, it's a play on words. He's huge. But Little John was abandoned in our parking lot in a crate in the rain. With a sheet covered, just, you know, I think 6 months ago. So it's like, come on, people. What we can say is we're so glad we have him. He's beautiful. He's such a sweet, laid-back boy. And he is just a super-sized dog. But what we know is that he's happy, he's safe, and he's sound. He's looking for that perfect someone or family to take him into their home. We don't know about him being good with other dogs yet, but we're working on it. He is just such a great dog. He does well on a leash. He is, of course, non-negotiable on his exercise. He needs to be walked every day. And, of course, a tired dog is a happy dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do just wonderful in the right home. He's estimated to be about 3.5 years old at about 60 or so pounds. And so you can see he's, in his picture, you can tell he's a strong dog. So just take that into consideration. And we're just looking for that perfect person. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. So if Little John's story and big smile grabs your heart, call us today, 803-802-0902. We'd love to get an appointment on the books and just go from there.
I mean, Mary Beth, he's not going to hopefully be around for long. He's wearing a little bow tie that says, kiss me, I'm Irish.
I know, right?
I mean,
so cute.
You already know what kind of personality you're getting with that little fella.
Oh, my gosh. And he may look little, but he's not. He's a big fella.
Well, good. Well, I hate how his part of his journey has gone for him. But it will make him hopefully stronger and not skittish of humans. But boy, we let each other down. Why would we think letting down a dog would be any different? But we should do better.
Right.
We need to do better.
Absolutely.
Man,
oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
That's the statement of the year, and they are so resilient. Mm-hmm. If anything, we can learn from them.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, and then we've got What's the Scoop at Paws, and you know, we would love for the young 18 or older to join our HSYC family as taking a hiring job with us. We are looking for animal lovers, compassionate, hardworking young people. I say young people because it's a hard job, but it's such a rewarding job.
Mm.
So if you are loving of animals and would love to get a job with us, please give us a call, 803 802-0902. We'd love to talk to you more. And then we've got some rescue needs. I love looking at this baby's picture. But we need laundry detergent. We need dry kitten food, Purina yellow bag, preferred. Healthy weight dog food, Purina or Pedigree. Puppy food, Purina or Pedigree. And Pine cat litter. You can drop that off anytime, 8 to 11 or 12, and then 1 to 4. And then we've got spread the some love, and we'd love it if you have the heart for hospitality to consider our staff and volunteer. They work so hard. So lifting their spirits is just lovely. Human treats, hydration drinks. They love Starbucks, you know, the sweet stuff. So dropping something like that off is just so lovely. You can spread the word, tell everybody about our mission and our babies. Every little click matters. You might just make that right connection and get them into our facility, and that's all we need. We can take from there. And then give back. Donate your time. We say this every week, but I can't tell you how important it is. Volunteer at our rescue, our thrift shop. If you're too young to do the rescue or thrift shop, you can do off-site volunteering by doing fun drives, food drives, toy drives. Donate your talents. Donate your treasures by donating gently used items to our thrift shop. And then, of course, you can donate financially. Consider being a recurring donor because it's so important to our mission. And then, of course, now is the time to consider fostering. It is kitten season starting, so even though this past week we had dogs coming in like crazy, so both are so needed. And then, of course, shop. Like, lives depend on it because they really do. 24/7 on our eBay page, and our thrift shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4. And this Saturday is our yearly plant sale, so want to mention that. Come on in. We will have plants from all over our area that you can buy and accessories. All the money, of course, comes to the animals. And the best news, from January 1 to current, we've placed 66 dogs and 152 cats. That's a total of 218 pets. So keep doing what you're doing because it's really working.
Well, those are numbers we're celebrating for sure, Mary Beth. And thank you again so much to you and all those human volunteers that take care of these fur babies for us. And no matter what condition they arrive to you, we certainly appreciate what you all are doing. And just we'll say an extra prayer for you all. And I'm glad to help you out when we can.
We definitely will take every prayer.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great one, friend.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Bye-bye.